Please welcome on stage Reach Executive Director, Rising Star from the great state of Southern California, Mrs. Lori Schock.
Privilege of going out to Utah and visiting and going to the Burns house and seeing and meeting their children. So I believe there's another slide coming up. So first of all, I want to say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome. Is it warm enough out there?
Yeah.
So how exciting. I love and I'm super excited that we're back here at the Arizona Grand Resort. Some of you have been around for many years and this has always been our favorite go-to place for ourselves and our family. How about some of you?
Yes.
For sure. So anyone hit the water slide yet?
Yep.
Yeah? You did, Pamela? All right. So I have a race going on. Jason and I were going to do the race down the slide. So anybody want to film that? We're looking for a cameraman. So. So here's my topic today. The day I quit Legal Shield. Oh, pretty cool, huh? Has anybody here known somebody who's ever quit Legal Shield? Right? I know somebody in the back who's quit twice, and guess what? He's here. He's back right now. So, awesome. And I'll just shout it out because he's been featured on the leadership show sharing this himself. But he's quit twice. He's back, and that's Mr. Nathan Thompson, often recognized as one of the top recruiters in the company. So. So my husband Tim and I, we've been now with Legal Shield just over 8.5 years. And what I'm going to share with you is a little bit the day I quit Legal Shield. But first I'm going to start with the day we started, how we were introduced to the business. I don't believe I've ever shared this before. So at the time, we were in a position, I was working with the school district, and I had a job, but financially, we were in a situation where I needed to find a second job. All right, so Tim's in construction, and we knew there was no way he could possibly put in any more hours and any more work than he was already doing. So, you know, obviously I had free time. I was working part-time. I'll pick up a second job. I put it out there that I was looking, and the interesting happened. I had never heard of network marketing, never heard of home-based business. But do you remember, Tim, there was a time where this juice kept coming to the house called, like, Vima or something? He's laughing. And I had no idea at the time. He was supposed to be selling this stuff, right? Tim has had a background in network marketing a little bit here and there, and I'm like, why is he spending $50 a month? I mean, and I'm sorry, honey, I didn't like it, but I was just like, he seems to love this stuff. He keeps buying it every month. But so it was way after when I realized that was actually a business. You know, I was that clueless in the industry. So when I put it out there, I was looking for some extra income. A lot of network marketing companies started coming at me, you know. And, you know, hey, do this, sell this, sell this. And but I really did not understand what it was all about. So the way I was truly introduced to Legal Shield, one day Tim's phone rang, and it was a number that he didn't recognize, and he doesn't answer numbers he doesn't know. It's like, that's what voicemail's for, right? But for the first time at that time, and never since, I was so compelled to answer his phone. And I turned to him, and we're looking, and it was a 951. It was our local area code, and we're watching it ring. He's never answered my phone. I've never answered his. You know, we just respect those boundaries. But I turn to him and I go, I have no idea why, but can I answer that call? And he's like, he looked at me funny. He's like, well, okay. You know? He's like, whatever. I don't know who it is. Go ahead. And I picked it up. And a young lady was on the line and said, I'm calling for Tim. And I'm like, well, this is his wife. No. But, I mean, it was all good. And she goes, well, actually, he had reached out online and put out there that he was looking for a home-based business. And I knew immediately with clarity. It hit me like a big light. I said, well, you know what? I know he's doing that for me. I think I'm the one you're looking for. And Tim caught on. He said, yeah. And he told me, he goes, You were so miserable and sad and upset that he had been going online and just searching everywhere for another job or another business or a company that would make me more happy. And so this was a call that we got back. So she invited me to look at a video, right? Invited me to a live event. That's where I got started right away. So I was super excited. I saw the service first. Now, this young lady, all she knew, we weren't like close friends or anything, was that I was open for extra income, right? But then I saw the Legal Shield presentation. Now, she had no way of knowing that we were going through a pretty serious legal issue in our life at that moment. So it was just, I was like, this is the most amazing coincidence ever, right? So my children's father from a previous relationship had just passed away 4 months before this, right? So as a family, you know, we're still grieving and we're trying to sort things out and figure, you know, what to do without, you know, my kid's dad. He was a great dad. He was wonderful to his children, but his life insurance wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing. All right, that was our legal concern. And so I go and I see this presentation and I see this amazing legal plan. I was like, wait a minute. You up there talking, just stop. I got a question. You're telling me for $20 I can at least find out what our rights are, what our options are, what can we do, what should we do? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, oh, you know, sign me up. Now, here's what I didn't know. She was brand new in Legal Shield. All right, hot tip. When somebody says sign you up, hand them an application, okay? Very hot tip, right? And then I was like, I'm gonna tell everyone about this. You know, when I saw the wills were free and all that, you know, because my kid's dad, Greg, didn't have a will, so I knew firsthand, especially in the state of California, how important that was. And she basically said, and I've heard Mr. Samaniego, same mindset. No, I think it was Manny Paz, said, you know, I'm gonna share this with everyone. And they said, wait, watch the rest. We're gonna show you how you can actually make money doing what you're about to do for free. And I'm like, okay. And then I saw the rest. And I mean, obviously it was, you know, like they say, the no-brainer, take your brain out, set it over here, it still makes sense. That was me, you know, sign me up. So this beautiful young lady, after the presentation, decided to start her own presentation. As I'm going, I got 10 minutes, sign me up. So again, hot tip. And I was like, you know what, if I can't just get started right now, I'm gonna have to call you later. So it was that close. But she caught it, signed me up, got me started, calls me later that night, all right? And says, now that you're all set up, you're going, welcome to the business, I want you to come and meet her personal mentor, and it was a gentleman by the name of Mr. Chris Hughes. And he's actually doing a training on Tuesday in the city of San Bernardino, okay? That San Bernardino was about 2 hours from where I lived at the time. So the story behind the Lori that I haven't shared, I was really down for a home-based business because I was on the mindset that it was a work-from-home business, which is what I wanted because I suffered, you know, at the time from a severe phobia of driving on the freeways. All right, does anyone know somebody who's just terrified to get out there and drive? I have found out over the years I wasn't the only one, you know. And actually, there's a lot of people that are afraid of a lot of things, but that was mine. She also did not know that I had not left my city of Temecula for 7 years. So it was pretty tragic. So Tim and I, between us, have 7 kids. So I had struggled with a lot of confidence issues as a parent. Like, I wasn't the mom who could pack up the kids and drive them to the beach, right? And that's hard. That's hard as a parent. Or scoop them up to go see grandma. Grandma lived an hour and a half away. You know, everyone had to come to us. So it played havoc on me as a person with my strength and my confidence and my own posture. But I had never been introduced to something called personal development. All right? So this is going to come around to how that changed my life. But when she told me I have to go to San Bernardino to do training 2 hours away, that was the day I quit. The day I started is the day I quit, and it was for that one reason. I plugged in to a local luncheon, but in my mind, I was like, I'm not gonna be successful if I don't get trained. Of course, I was wrong about that, obviously. You get to meet other local leaders, but my sponsor was so patient with me. You know, and there's another tip there. She understood that I actually had something that had been blocking me way before the business. It wasn't an excuse I developed, you know, to be able to get out of doing activities. So through her patience and guidance, one day I said, you know, I just have to do this. I need to do this. So I did. I got in the car, started that drive. I'm glad I left early. It took me almost 3 hours. When I got there, I was shaking and nauseous and dizzy and, whoo, I made it, you know, and I got in there and she was actually at the desk checking people in and she was like, you're white as a ghost, but I'm like, but I'm here. So, and it took some time, you know, and at that time on my way out there, I quit again, you know, so in my head. But I was like, you know, I just got it. I got to check it out. I got to see what I'm missing. So I get in there and the culture, the people that I met, and a lot of them that were there are here in this room here. That were my very first meeting. I know Sherry and Debbie, you guys were there. And I was introduced to not just Mr. Hughes, but all the local leadership. And I suddenly realized such an amazing community of support and love and people that I didn't even know had this amazing belief in me that I hadn't had in myself. I had not been introduced to that yet. You know, the only one who'd ever really said great things and supported me was my husband, Tim. And I always thought he was like, you know, doing the whole, there's something inside of you that's really special. I'm like, well, you gotta say that, you know? But I fell in love with the people there. And then when it was time to leave and it was over, I did sit in my car and I cried for about an hour, literally because I was terrified just of the drive home. That was it. And actually on the way home, I missed my exit, ended up over in San Diego County, had to go through Border Patrol to get back. I was like, there has got to be a lesson here, you know? I can't just drive there and come back, you know? Like, let's extend the trauma here. But again, my sponsor was on the phone with me, coaching me and talking to me the whole time, keeping me calm, and I made it home. So here's what's happened. Just in that one aha moment of meeting the people, I knew I had to come back, all right? I knew there was so much more, and that was just the tip of it. And so I did. The next week, I did it again, and it was a little easier. And the next week, easier, and honestly, I did not miss a single weekly briefing training together then for a year and a half before I finally met them. And now I'm a bit of a road warrior. So I know what's waiting for me on the other side of the drive. If it's driving to the neighboring county for a Super Saturday or driving out for a special training, coming here, you know, we drove here, it's a 5-hour drive. Those roadblocks don't stop me anymore. So this is where I'm coming around to the point. It was my why that kept me in it. And when you get started, and when you got started, they're gonna ask you what is your why, and a lot of people will say, you know, financial reasons, right? I need a bigger house, or I'd like a nicer car. I just need more money. My why, even though we really did need more money, my why was a lot more personal, and it took me a while to figure it out. So I'm going to go ahead and share that with you guys, okay? What I finally figured out, my why was not, it wasn't even fear of failure, but it was along those lines. It was fear of continuing to fail, all right? And I did not want to be that person anymore who walked away from scary things. Who went in and turned around and said, well, I'm gonna go the easier route. Rather than do the hard thing for me was drive a distance to go get an opportunity to better myself and set myself free. Rather than just ignore that, I did it. I jumped in and I made that move. So for me, the why was no more continuing to fail. And since then, once it clarified with me, I've been able to actually break down a lot more other barriers. You know, and as you know, when you start doing that, yeah, the money starts coming as a side product, a byproduct of it. So the whole point of why the day I quit Legal Shield is actually around the why. So the message I wanted to give and put out there, a lot of people, when you're talking to them about their why, and they really stick with financial or money as being it, the reason, truly there's got to be something a little stronger. There almost always is a deep pull inside, and a lot of it's emotional. You know, a lot of it's really powerful. A lot of it has to do with feeling. If you can help that person find out what that is, you know, and they will identify it, that is going to be a bigger motivator almost all the time than the dollars. All right, now the dollars are great. Bonuses are great. Of course we're going to go get it, right, guys? I mean, because that's a great start. You know, the money comes in. But as you build as a person, and as you start building your confidence and strength, that's just going to continue to grow and grow and grow. But like they were training earlier, now you get to bring other people also into that as well. So the day I quit Legal Shield was the day I started. But here I am still 8.5 years later because I didn't give up on myself, all right? And that's the message I really want to give to everybody. You're going to have struggles. You're going to have hard days. You're going to have where you don't want to do what you don't, you know, you just don't feel like doing it. But you got to push through it. You just have to push through it. How often did you feel like not going to a meeting and then afterwards you were so grateful you did? Right? Like all the time, those little nuggets, and they always say the one you need the most is the one you miss. Now, I kept hearing that before I'd ever been to a meeting. So all I knew is whatever it is, I'm missing it. And I'm missing a lot. So, but I had no clue what it was. So obviously, it's the great people and the culture. But here's something else that was introduced was personal development. You know, and I like to joke, and I tease with Tim and others, man, when I started this business, I was a mess. I really had no background of coaching and reading good books. I didn't have a sphere of influence of positive, happy people. So when I did meet all of you, obviously that was a brand new family, a brand new friendship, and everybody talks about being positive, pushing forward, you know, looking for the bright side of the coin rather than always looking at the negative. That is the old me. A lot of people who knew me in the past don't recognize me now. They're like, who are you? You know, and the people who know me now would never believe that I was, you know, actually a pretty bitter person. But again, remember, I was mad at myself on a daily basis. And to me, that was normal. That's all I knew. So now, sharing a little about myself, I'm just happy to be happy. But again, you know, it feels good to feel good. Wouldn't you agree? Yes. Right? Like after you've had, you know, the worst flu of your life for a week and then all of a sudden it's gone. You're like, I've never felt so good in my life kind of thing. That's how personally how I feel about Legal Shield. So today I just wanted to be candid and conversational and sharing a little bit. But again, with the takeaway I'm hoping you guys get is when you're helping people get going, really, really dig deep, hard to find the why that's a little maybe deeper, the something emotional that is going to help push them through. Okay, so that's what I want to share with you guys today. Thank you for letting me share, and don't ever, ever give up on yourself. Thank you, guys.